Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Hello guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to discuss some economics. So we're departing a bit from political science and democracy, and we go to the beautiful and exciting social science field of economics. Windows, for example, has a monopoly on operating systems. Of course, everybody knows that Windows is very useful and it was innovative, but we all know a lot of corruption scandals where Microsoft bribes organizations to adopt Windows. Without going into commentary on the why Windows is not punished because of its corrupt practices, we see that Windows is still, after so many years, monopoly. And a monopoly maximizes profit by choosing the quantity at which marginal revenue, so what's marginal revenue? The additional revenue you get by selling one more unit equals marginal cost. What is marginal cost? The additional cost you get to produce one good. It then uses the demand curve to find the price that will induce consumers to buy that quantity. Price minus average total cost, which is profit per unit sold, is multiplied by the numbers of the units sold. A benevolent social planner who wanted to maximize total surplus in the market would choose the level of output where the demand curve and the marginal cost curve intersect. Below this level, the value of the good to the marginal buyer exceeds the marginal cost of making the good. Above this level, the value to the marginal buyer is less than the marginal cost. So there is an efficient quantity below which value to buyers is greater than cost to the sellers, and value to buyers is less than cost to the sellers. So even in monopoly situations, there is an efficient quantity. But because a monopoly charges a price above the marginal cost, not all consumers who value the good at more than its cost buy it. Thus, the quantity produced and sold by a monopoly is below the socially efficient level. What does this mean? That Microsoft sells less Windows licenses than it would be socially efficient. Why? Because it's too pricey for some people. So, to end this in a joke, if we are to reduce prices or leave them the same, may I suggest that we raise them first, said Bill Gates. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. Bye-bye.